God is violent, and I can prove it to you. You can see and understand this by the way that Satan mocks him. I have always found it curious that when you looked at the ancient religions, especially before the time of Jesus, that many of them, and even sometimes the ones after the time of Jesus, always involved some sort of sacrifice, either of a vegetable or an animal or even a human. And you see this in religions throughout the world. And so you have to ask, did they all get the memo? How did they all figure this out? How did they have this idea of offering these kind of violent sacrifices to the gods? Well, we know from what is revealed in the Christian faith that these religions were perpetrated by demons that were having humans worship them. And Satan always takes what is true in God and flips it around. He never really is creative enough to create his own thing. So the very fact that you find in all these different religions these violent sacrifices means that there is some violence in God that Satan is mocking. And it's interesting because when Jesus comes, he doesn't come to say, just pray to me, just do this, no more sacrifices of any kind, no violence at all. He, in fact, takes all those religions and completes them by offering his own violent self-sacrifice. In fact, what some might argue is the most violent sacrifice of them all. And then it's no coincidence that after the time of Jesus, all these religions die out. You have a few here and there in North and South America, but for the most part, they're gone. Their power to convince and enrapture people is no longer there. So he doesn't come to say, no, violence isn't necessary, but he shows us how it's truly there. Another thing that we can think about violence existing in God is Satan and Adam and Eve. Why did they turn? Why did these beings that had all access to God and everything was amazing, why did they betray God? What challenge or what test did they face that was so difficult that they would want to say no to God? That doesn't make any sense. Something about God must be very difficult for an angel, a high angel, to say, no, I will not do that. I can't do that. I don't want to do that. Or for our first parents to have failed. If they were perfect, then it must have been a very difficult test. And this is where we connect these two ideas together. There is a violence in God, and it's not what you expect. Satan reveals it by his own mockery. He's turning it around. And we see that it's difficult to accept because it was rejected by some of his creatures. This topic of this beatitude, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth, is of the most relevant information that we can talk about right now, just over a week after the shooting in Uvalde and all kind of violence being given the spotlight and us seeing it and asking the question, how do we end this type of violence in our country? And this beatitude contains the answer. Now remember, and let's trace back where we've been. We are going through the nine Beatitudes, this spiritual ladder up to God, and I spoke about how they each also connect to parts of our bodies. The first two Beatitudes to our feet, giving us freedom to move in the spiritual realm. These next two, blessed are the meek, and blessed are those who hunger and thirst, connected to our hands, because they relate to how we grasp things spiritually. This Beatitude is about the left hand, because it's the one that we extend out to God and we say, God, you can take me wherever you want. That's at the end of the day what it means to be meek, to allow God to be in control, to want to do God's will, to not say, I want what I want, but to say, I want what you want. And when I want what you want, I will trust that you will give me what's good for me in your own time, not mine. So in this beatitude, the major thing that we lose is control. But since we trust God, we know it's worth it. So let's talk about this violence that exists in God. So again, remember that Satan was putting out all these other religions that had all these violent sacrifices. Jesus doesn't come to completely erase him, but to say, no, this is a type of sacrifice that I want. And he offers his own violent sacrifice, but he's not offering something else. He's not offering someone else. He's offering himself. And this is the violence that exists in God. Some would call it even ugly and hideous, this self, almost destructive violence that at the same time is life-giving for another person. It blows our mind, and we think, can we find examples of this in nature or in our world? Of course. We could see it clearly in motherhood. A woman giving birth is arguably one of the most violent things that you could see and experience. She could almost die, and many have died, and she is literally giving of herself, almost to the point of death, to birth a new being. That is the type of violence that God is. This beautiful, self-giving, almost violent, destructive action. And we usually see it in fathers, although they will often try to not do it because they don't want to embrace the pain that comes with the self-sacrifice. You can think of the father that gives of himself at his work to provide for his family. And men have died in their jobs to provide for their families. That is a type of violence that exists in God. Self-sacrificial violence for the benefit of others. And how does the devil mock it? He turns it around and sacrifices everyone else for him. And isn't that what a selfish person is? I will sacrifice all you for me so that I can become rich. Whereas as saints that we're called to be, no, we sacrifice ourselves even to the point of death so that others can become rich. This is what meekness means. Because sometimes when you look up definitions, you get this idea that it's being passive or doing nothing. And it's not it at all. It's someone choosing to restrain themselves, choosing to allow God and extend out their hand and to say, God, may you take me wherever you want. Jesus gives us this example when he meekly allows himself to be offered as a sacrifice, the silent lamb. That image of the silent lamb is the poster child for meekness. So in the midst of the rubble that is what just happened in Uvalde, in every destructive situation, when you let the ashes go, you can find the answer. Just as in 9/11, they found that cross. What did they find in Uvalde? Let me suggest that they found Irma Garcia. She is the answer for what will end the violence in our country. She is a teacher who offered her life for her children. Her example will change and motivate thousands, if not hundreds of thousands and millions of teachers everywhere. She changed the world. She will change hearts. And she may not have done it for Jesus. Maybe she did, we don't know. But her witness of martyrdom, that self-sacrificial violence, is something that calls all of us to be heroic, to look false violence in the face and to say, I'm not afraid of you. I will stand up to you and peacefully stand here in my human dignity. Even if you take my life away, you cannot cause me to be afraid. Now, of course, she must have felt some fear in those moments, but she lives as a witness to us. We don't know all the details of everything that happened, but everyone that reads something of her story is moved to be more courageous. My friends, you can clearly see where this is going. These Beatitudes are the spiritual ladder taking us up to God. Where are they taking us? To martyrdom. Isn't that obvious? To self-giving, self-sacrificial love, to the point even of death. Jesus took that path. 11 of the first 12 apostles took that path. Many of the first Christians in the first 300 years, they all took that path. It was obvious to them that to be a Christian meant to die. That's what will end violence in our country. Why? Because for violence in our country to end, hearts must be changed. And hearts cannot be changed unless they are converted to Jesus. And at the end of the day, what converts people is the blood of martyrs. There's an old saying that goes, the blood of martyrs is the seed of Christians. You cut us down, we grow back stronger. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.